You guys seem awake.
I'm just battling allergies right now, but it's good. Is that a granola bar?
I'm eating. Oh, okay. Okay, go.
Are you good?
Can you hear me eating the mic?
No.
No, we can't.
Now I can. Thanks.
Sarah, make sure you got your stuff ready, because this is going to go.
Okay, I'm good.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always, almost always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey. I know I've been missing. I'm sorry.
I know. You should be sorry. That's why we're doing this podcast early.
I'm doing my civil duty.
Which we'll actually talk about in a sec. And joining us, because he was just kind of hanging out here, and so we thought we'd invite him in.
And he has no life.
A little bit, yes. Danny V.
Hi!
Hi, how's it going? Sorry, I'm Instagramming this as well as we're doing this.
KISW's Instagram?
Yep.
Oh, great. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Instagram. Yeah, and he's sitting in my spot. It's weird.
Oh, you should have kicked him out.
I should have. I don't know.
Well, this mic smells funny, so I don't think you're missing out on much.
This one does kind of, too.
Oh, God.
This one actually doesn't. Anyways.
Lick it.
No, thank you. Before we get into more weirdness, Sarah, how can people get a hold of us?
Oh, see, I haven't been here. I don't even know.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well, we know Twitter and Instagram is at thebroadcast999, thebroadcast999 at gmail.com for emails.
We have an Insta.
Which I already said.
And
Facebook is thebroad-cast999. It's just the phone number. I always forget.
The phone number is 253-778-6029.
And that's good for text or calls, which we've been getting a lot of text and calls lately. Or not calls, but just text messages and messages in general.
Because people don't really call anymore. Who does that?
No. We've had one call this entire time, and it was pretty awesome.
I'm going to start calling you guys.
You should.
Will you when you're really, really wasted?
Yeah.
You should. I'm down.
That's a good idea.
You should try to get drunk and review pizza as you eat it.
And just call you guys and tell you about it.
We won't even be able to understand. He'll be like,
It's like, is this porn or is this Danny? Find out.
I think I can make this happen. This is going to happen from now on.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But we did get some messages last week that Chris and I actually got to, you know, give our opinions on. Like, one guy was curious about, like, his girlfriend or fiance found out she was bisexual and she wants to go and experiment with girls. And he's all excited for the threesomes. And she's like, well, I want to meet these girls naturally and, like, just organically. And he's like, well, she says she doesn't want me to help her find them, but I can find her girls. And I'm like, okay, do not. She said no.
Slow your roll.
Slow your roll. I know you're excited about threesomes, but just let her do her thing. You know, it'll come. You know, good things will come to those who wait.
You might be attracted to a way different kind of girl than she is.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Well, it seems like they kind of have a thing for the same kind of girl. But anywho, we've been getting a lot of messages. So if you guys have any questions, you need advice from a female, or if you need male advice, I can make sure I have the boys in. Uncle Chris is actually very wise. And so is Danny. Danny's lived a lot of life.
I would not go that far with either of them. But
wise is a strong word.
Chris is understanding, not judgmental.
There you go.
I think that's a good way to put it.
That's true.
Or if you want to do a rant sesh, you're more than welcome to write in, and we will, in our most angriest voices, read your messages. But we did get a message from Jeff. Says, hey, ladies, my name is Jeff, and I wanted to say I love the show. I just wanted to let you ladies know that I love the work you do and that I love the show. Also, how did Vicky's tattoo with the lady in the bird skull and the microphone turn out?
Oh, yeah.
It turned out really awesome. I got the color in, everything. I just need to get some really nice pictures because I don't want to post a crappy picture because I'd be just rude to the artist.
Are you totally done? Is it done?
We need to do some touch-up work because, funny enough, we are going to, more than likely, this is going to be entered into the contest at the Seattle Tattoo Expo.
Woo!
You fancy?
I know. He saw it and he's like, oh, I gotta submit this. Would you come to the expo? I'm like, hell yeah, I will.
Ooh, girl, you about to be a model.
I'll be like, woohoo! Hopefully this wins for, I think, big color piece or something. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So I'm hoping. Next from, hey, Eric with the silent H. So it's spelled E-R-I-C-H. So last week.
I don't like that.
That's so extra.
So Chris and I last week, we were talking about it. I'm like, where does that name come from? And Chris found out that it's like Viking name. And he says, thanks for reading my text with Uncle Chris on the confidence episode. Thought I'd share the story of my name. While Chris is right that it's a German Norse spelling, yeah, well, I got, according to my DNA kit I recently took, I am 24% Scandinavian. So that is not, but that is not the reason why my name has an H in it. My mom's name is Sherry, and when she was pregnant with me, she looked at her and my dad's name to see if she could make a different name from them. She saw that she could spell Eric with her name, and originally it wasn't going to put the H in it, but decided after some thoughts, and that way all the letters were used. This has always helped me feel closer to my mom, and recently has helped me want to do more research into my Scandinavian history, as I've always identified more with my dad's Italian side of the family growing up. Thought you'd like the story, rock on.
Hmm. Wait, that's so cool. They took both of their names and then tried to make a name out of both of their names?
So what she ended up doing is that she mixed up all the letters in her name, Sherry. It's C-H-E-R-I, and she spelled Eric, but with the H at the end.
Oh, weird. Isn't okay, cool? I thought they took Sherry and then
they were,
whatever
they were trying, I think, at that point.
Spouse's
but then they,
name,
but
yeah.
Then they found Eric.
See, that's way better than what my cousin's name is. So my uncle wanted he actually wanted a boy, like, uh-huh, as his first kid, because he wanted to name it Ernest Jr.
Ernest?
His name is Ernest.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I know,
Ernie.
I know.
Like, there's no, like, it's like Ernie.
Well, so he wanted a boy. He was going to name it Ernest Jr. He did not get a boy. He got a girl, my cousin. And he decided to name her Ernestine.
Oh.
No, did not.
I feel bad for my cousin because it's like, yeah, so
there's
her
no
nickname.
Cute way.
Her nickname growing up was either Erna or Ernie or Nern. And
I
it was like, but it's one of those like,
Ernestine.
I guess you can do like Tina, yeah, if you really hated your name.
She doesn't hate it, which is,
okay,
well,
that's good.
To my knowledge, she doesn't hate it. She owns it. But it's like, can you imagine? Like, Ernestine.
And I feel like Ernestine is still kind of a dude's Ernestine? Like, it's not Ernestina.
No, it's Ernestine.
It'd be like Richardette or like something.
Richardette.
That's like,
so
just,
weird.
It sounds weird.
Well, that's like, I work with a Georgia. Like, my boyfriend's name is George and I work with a Georgia.
Georgia's an actual female name.
I don't
though.
Like it though.
I've known
it's
a lot
so
of dogs
weird.
Named Georgia.
Dogs?
Well, and actual dogs, like canines Georgia. Named Georgia.
I can't really make fun of you, Sarah, because like whenever I hear someone named Juana.
Juana?
Like, or yeah.
Like a marijuana.
But like, you know, it's like Juan.
Oh, well, yeah, like,
or
Juan,
like Juanita.
But Juana.
Yeah, so like it throws me off because I'm like, no, that's not a girl name because it's my brother's name.
That's super cool though. I've never, like, I'm thinking now, like, if I have a name and then I marry a dude, like, if we combine our names into something, or like
turn into something cool,
the letters, that would be dope.
Except, Sarah Rubbers? Yeah, I like that too.
So, no. George.
I know, there's G's and
Jorah.
O.
Jorah. That's
no, because
cool.
You know how people have like celebrity names like Bradgelina. Yeah, like Sarah and Georgia is no cool one.
No, it's like Jorah. That's isn't that?
Jorah.
I think that's the name of
wouldn't
somebody
be,
from Game of
be
Thrones.
Jorah?
Yeah, it'd be Jorah.
Shh. Game of Thrones, man. To be fair, Jorah is, I think, the guy that's always, he's just stuck in the friend zone. It's real bad.
Oh.
Anywho, next message, because we got a quick podcast today. Girls, that includes Uncle Chris and Rev if they're sitting in with for Sarah.
What about Danny?
Danny.
Yeah, Rev smells bad, so.
He's
that's
we
why
kicked
we
him
kicked
out.
Him out today.
Has he been farting?
Yeah.
Ugh.
When does he not fart?
Well, I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah.
I have been listening to BJ since his first day on The Buzz, and now I've missed some episodes here and there, but looking back, yeah. You guys are my never-ending Game of Thrones. I listen to you all so much, and sometimes I forget that you guys don't know me at all, and this relationship is very one-sided, so I have to hold back on sharing some things. So without any details, when do you hold back on sharing things that you want to talk about? Just not with all your crazy fans. Like, on air, what are stuff that we hold back sharing?
Ooh, there are some things that my boyfriend has put on the, I will kill you.
Can you, like,
you talk about anything on air?
Don't necessarily say what it is, just kind of talk about the genre. Like, what category does it fall under?
Sexy things.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I've shared quite a lot, poor boy. And then some things I won't know, and then I'll tell him, like, oh, hey, babe, I just want to let you know, like, this is what I talked about on air today, just in case, because I'd rather he hear it from me, because
right.
A lot of the times he's not listening than, like, a coworker or
like
a friend or whatnot. And so I've gotten in trouble, for sure, because I'm kind of an open book about
right.
On air and in life,
yeah.
So... Yeah.
So you have to have those firm limits.
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, I'll talk about anything unless you tell me not to. But if not, then I think everything's free game. Same with like all of my friends, too. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. If you're my friend, you're probably going to be. And
if you do something
if you're
stupid.
Yeah. You're probably going to be a mention.
We're going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
For me, nothing really. Everything that I talk about is pretty much, sometimes we'll have meetings about our show and stuff. And I remember one of the first meetings that I had as part of this show, our boss was like, is there anything that's off limits? And I was like, no. You can literally ask me about anything. I'll talk about it.
Because you're pretty open about your daughter and your divorce.
And luckily, my girlfriend doesn't listen to the show, so I can say anything about her, and she probably will never find out either. So
yeah, because she doesn't know many people around here anyway.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to have a bunch of people making fun of her.
It all works. And at that point, she knows what I do. So it's like, as long as it's not anything, like, super personal. I mean, but even at that point, like, there's a difference between like being entertaining and then telling personal stories. And like, to me, I never go into like super or anything like too personal because it's not that entertaining. Like, no one wants to hear about
like what'd you do this weekend? I just sat around and ate food out of my bed.
Yeah.
The curtains drawn.
Right. Or like, we got in a fight this weekend about this. I mean, unless it's a funny fight, like, and somebody ended up with a pie in their face, but usually that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Were you ever worried if your ex-wife listens?
No.
Really?
No, I mean, at that point, she...
That's a lot of work for her to do.
Well,
hey, it's just online.
No, I know, but just saying.
Technically, she probably does, and at that point, it's fine. You know, we have gone to a place where we're better with each other, and at that point, she knows what I'm saying anyway. You know what I mean? She knows what I'd be saying anyway, so it's like,
Whatever.
And also, we were together when I was on the radio, too, back in my old... Uh-huh. So she knows how it goes. Like, even if she'd get mad at me for something, I'd be like, well, you kind of know what I do for a living, so...
Yeah, this is kind of what you signed up for.
Yeah.
No, I think for me, the only thing I don't talk about is, like, whenever I get into, like, any sort of relationship where it's actually kind of serious-ish, I don't bring it up right away until it's become a thing.
Like,
which usually
official?
Doesn't. Yeah, until it's become like, you're my boyfriend. Like, I might bring up little bits here and there, but I don't say, this is the guy I've been kind of seeing for a while.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, like, I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
And I might as well just do that because I end up jinxing it anyways. Like, it usually doesn't work out. It doesn't go to the point where I can talk about it. Like, my boyfriend, because I'm actually between me being very, very picky and me choosing some winners.
Girl, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I get that. Like, you don't want to say anything. And then, I mean, I feel like that even with friends. Like, you don't want to be like, oh my God, I have this new boyfriend. And then, like, a week later, they're like, oh my God, how's your new boyfriend? And you're like, that ended. Like, that's just embarrassing. Like, we know some people who do that.
Yes. And that's not my jam. Like, there was a while in my life, I think I was about 23 or 24 years old, where literally every month and a half, I had a new guy hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah,
it's like there was tall dude, there was really sexy tattoo guy.
Tall dude was a weirdo.
I'm so bummed. Do you want to know something funny? That night I had the choice of going in, like, because I was crashing at their house. They're like, oh, you could sleep in my bed. Two guys offered me the beds that live there. It was tall dude and this really sexy guy, and I'm really pissed I didn't pick the sexy guy. I'm not saying anything would have happened with him and I, but what if?
But what if?
He's so pretty.
You chose the weirdo
sexier as opposed to tall.
I think, I don't know why, because he was so tall, I kind of want to see what it'd be like. It was more of a science experiment.
I've looked at a girl like that before, and I'm not at, like, 100% okay with myself for that, but there was, like, a girl that was, you know, rather thin, like, to the point of where I thought I would break her. But I'm not a big guy, but, like, I thought that I would break her because she was really thin, and I was like, you know, I just wonder how that would be.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious. Like,
I break her?
I want to hook up with her because I want to see how far I can take this.
Dude, my coworker is really tall, who I was working, the Georgia girl, actually, and she says she's recently single and has been hooking up with a lot of guys, and she says, like, everyone comments on her height. Like, she slept with someone on Thursday, and after they got done or whatever, he asked, like, wow, how tall are you? Like, after. And she's like, it's the biggest turnoff. Like, yes, I'm tall. Get over it. Like, what, did you have to climb up me or something? I was like, well, those long legs goes for days.
I know. That's what guys should say. It's like, oh, damn, those legs. Those how legs, long are girl? Those legs? Plus the torso
going.
And head.
See, I can't date a girl that's taller than me.
And you're
just
not that tall.
And exactly. There's a mental block for some reason. Like, the girl has to at least be. My ex-wife was actually, she was shorter than me, but if she wore any kind of heel, or like even like a wedge shoe, she'd be taller than me, and it always would freak me out, especially because we'd go to weddings, and she'd wear like a little bit of like a
heel
or something, and it was like, you're taller than me, and I don't know if I like this.
Do you feel like less manly?
No, I just don't.
Less strong.
No, it has nothing to do with like how
masculinity.
No, not even that.
That's what I mean. That doesn't have to do with that.
No, yeah, nothing to do with masculinity. It was more of just like, I just didn't like the look of her as a taller person. I don't know.
It's weird because it's something so stupid, but when you see a girl taller than a guy, especially if it's a big difference, it's just one of those like, that sucks for that dude.
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, it shouldn't. I mean, if they really care about each other.
Well, I know. That's why it's weird that it's like such a stupid thing. But yet, in society, right. Like the guy should always be taller.
Like because I'm 5'1". Most of my boyfriends have been at least 5'11". Like a lot of my serious relationships have been 5'11 or higher. Like the first boyfriend was 5'11". Second was 6'1". The next one was 6 foot. The next one was like 5'6" or 5'7". He was shorter.
I'm like trying to picture you if someone was shorter than you.
Right. Very hard to find someone shorter than me. I actually did hook up with a guy once who was like an inch or two taller than me.
Was it weird?
It was kind of cool because it was like, I don't have to look up. I can just like you're right there. I can just like smooch you right now because you're right in front of my face. I don't have to like get on my tippy toes.
Yeah, but then anytime you wore heels, you'd be like towering.
When do I wear
him.
Heels?
Yeah, it's true.
I wish I was 2 inches taller.
How tall are you?
Like 5'10", 5'11". Like right around. I get different readings every time I go to the damn doctor.
Depends on your heels that day.
Yeah, it really does. No, but I wish like 2 inches taller. And like that would help with so many things. Because like if I was taller, I wouldn't be as like chubby in the mid area.
Stretch out a little.
Like stretch out a little bit, you know. And then at that point too, like I feel, you can correct me if I'm wrong, both of you. At that point, like I feel like girls look at that without even realizing it. It's like a subconscious thing that you look at a guy and you're like, you're either automatically attracted to him or not. And I feel like the taller, not necessarily like a super tall guy, but just a guy that you could tell like 6 foot tall, that's like the perfect height.
I think it's a lot, like especially when you do the online dating sites, I think when girls hear anything that starts with 5 foot, they're immediately discouraged. But I'm like 5'11", 5'10", 5'9", is still pretty tall, especially if you're my height.
If you're your height though, but a lot of bitches are like 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah, if they're 5'9", then okay, I can kind of see it wanting somebody taller. But at the same time, don't like you might be missing out on something awesome.
I do agree though. We do. I mean, it's just an automatic like, oh, he's tall, like that's like he can like protect me. Yeah. He can like wrap his arms around me and like whisk me away, you know,
because I've kind of gotten to really like one of the last guys I really had a thing with. He was tall, but he was thick. He was broad, like he wasn't fat. He wasn't like
I got a tall
super
man
muscular
now.
It was very similar to your guy, like in the sense of like he's broad and just like he's strong, but he's not like well defined. So I love feeling like tiny and like protected by him.
Yeah.
But like I used to date just really skinny guys, and not on purpose. They just always were really, really skinny. And I always felt like I was going to break them. So I never really, like, I can only feel so protected from a tall guy, but like somebody with like big old arms.
But then you wouldn't break him. You found out when you got on top.
Right.
Wow. George is a big guy. George is a big human.
Yes.
Like every time he comes over, I'm like, he looks like he's going to break this apartment. Like, there's an earthquake going on in here, and it's probably in his pants, but it's going on everywhere, you know?
Yeah, if he's near me, hey. Wow. Oh, yeah, and don't get him mad because he will break your apartment.
I know.
He looks like it.
He can. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Mm. We have a message on Facebook from Anonymous who's looking for some advice. All right, broadcast. I have a question. The girl and I have been going on and off for the past year and a half. We recently found out we're kinksters. While we were dating, she was going to a group every week meeting people in the community. There she met some guys and girls that asked if she wanted to play. She said no, that she was still committed to somebody else. But she did allow one guy to spank her and electrocute her every once in a while. At the time, I wasn't super comfortable with it, but understanding that she was explaining something new, I told her that I didn't mind. Now that we are not dating, I have been taking classes on rope and impact play recently. I've been finding it very fun, but nothing I have done with it at all has been sexual. And it's all about the learning. The past few weeks, she's been telling me she's uncomfortable with me taking these classes. When asking what the difference between me taking classes and a guy spanking her, she gets mad and tells me that it's not the point. I feel like you two will set me straight in telling me if I'm being unreasonable or not.
Okay, I'm confused. So he's taking classes to...
Like showing him how to like do rope and like impact play.
And she's jealous of that?
Yes.
But they're not together anymore.
No, she's saying that she's not comfortable with it. I'm assuming they still have a sexual relationship because when you're into like the kinky community, I feel like it's when you find somebody you connect with, it's kind of like you kind of want to stick with that person.
This bitch is being a hypocrite.
Yeah. Yep.
Hell yeah.
I think you are not unreasonable. You're just learning. And even if you were having sex with these people and it was sexual, you're not dating her anymore.
Plus, the fact that she was even doing this, granted, I'm not a kinkster. I didn't even know they were called kinksters. But
they're pretty kinky.
They're doing the whipping and the electrocuting
spanking
or the spanking. Like, that sounds
it's like
a
foreplay.
Little sexual.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. That for me is, yeah.
The fact that she was doing that when y'all were dating, not okay.
Like, I think if you were at those classes with her and somebody else was doing it and you were giving permission, like, you know, everyone had consent and all that stuff, that's something different. But she was going to these classes without you, doing these things. Not saying necessarily that she was cheating, but it is, she's being a hypocrite right now.
Yeah.
Even if
yeah.
it was all for the sake of learning, she's being a hypocrite.
And the fact that y'all aren't even together, you could do whatever you want, dude.
So don't feel bad. Do you. Right.
I think in a weird way, she's like jealous and kind of still wants you too.
Right.
I think she's just trying to be controlling and trying to still have power over you.
You don't need that kind of negativity in your life. So I say either just tell her, you know, she's being a hypocrite, or just tell her to leave completely.
Go electrocute and whip whoever you want.
Just have a good time. Get all the spankings.
And get a safe word.
Yes, I feel like that's usually...
all the safe words.
I didn't know you guys called each other kingsters.
I don't necessarily do, but I'm assuming some people do.
Well, I was going to say, like, you said you weren't a kingster. I mean, like, you're pretty kinky in terms of the stuff you talk about, but just not, like, with actual, like...
Props. Yeah.
So, I mean, would you consider, like somebody who's very adventurous with sex?
Like, the thing about kink, when people say, oh, I'm kinky, like,
kinks, I immediately think of, like, handcuffs and
right.
tied up.
But here's the thing. Kinks are so, there's so many different types of kinks. There's, like, the leather kinks. There is, like, fursuit kinks. There's foot fetish kinks. Like, kinks is just, like, whatever it is your thing is, your fetish is.
Dude, you're a kink master.
I watch a lot of videos.
I don't like feet.
I don't either.
What is that, like, the worst body part? Like, if you had to think of to lick the, like, body part that you would least be comfortable with, would it be feet?
I feel like feet would come in a close second. The other one would be the, you know what, ski.
The
yep.
Really?
Really?
You're not down, huh?
I'd have to be drunk, and that has to be pristine.
Oh, okay.
I'm
yeah.
like, I'm very weird.
Will
about...
you let people yours?
It's happened.
But you're not like, hey.
I mean. Buddy? Not necessarily. That's not necessarily like, hey, I need you to do this. It just kind of has always happened. I'm like, oh, now you're doing that. All right, I guess that's cool.
Can I ask something? Why is it, and granted, Vicky, you might not be able to answer this because you just said you're not a huge fan, but why is it that girls really like that?
Getting the... Let's see.
not the front side.
You're enjoying... Oh, this is going to make it worse.
Do it. Say it.
Chocolate pudding exit.
Right.
Oh, wow. That did not make it better.
I told you it wasn't going to make it better.
But I'm just saying, like, at that point, like, I've known a lot of girls who are just like, please do that. And it's like, I'm.
But are these the same girls that like that same activity, like the actual full meal DLC? That's.
Really? That's they just like the little sensation?
Yeah.
The little bit?
Feel like, I'm so kinky. Oh my God, I let him do this. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Have you let him put this in? No, what?
Wow.
Because
that was,
I haven't.
Aggressive. Yeah.
That was very...
It's weird because I...
Sorry.
Whoa.
My alarm telling us we need to wrap it up, but go ahead,
honestly,
Sarah.
My boyfriend, like, absolutely loves it. Like, him doing it to me. Like,
it's the taboo thing.
The lick or the full meal?
The full... All of it.
Okay.
Loves it. Like, he gets... turned on more doing that to me than I get turned on, even though it's being done to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he just all the time goes for it, wants it.
I think some guys...
Wow.
Even if I'm just chilling, like, you know? I mean, not like if I'm just... Well, no, yeah, if I'm just chilling, but...
I think for some guys, it's the taboo nature of it because...
But not guys, though. I'm saying girls. I know a lot of girls.
But I'm saying, like, in her case.
Gotcha.
I think, like, same with me. Like, the reason I kind of was digging it at first, I was always against it, and then I had an ex kind of start doing that. I'm like, okay, I don't hate this.
But you're never like, babe, lick...
No, see, honestly, I'd rather just get to the sex part.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm
like,
even
if it's in the front, like, you know, if I'm getting, you know, I'm getting serviced, if you will.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't need to be that person that lays there for 30 minutes. Like, I'm
dude,
good
I'm
for like 5 minutes
way.
And I'm out.
I'm
like,
the
I just
want to
be out.
I like getting serviced, but my boyfriend loves servicing me more than like he likes it more than I like it.
See, that's so interesting to me. I dated one girl who, and it was the only girl that I've ever met like this. She was not about the foreplay at all. She was like I was like, hey, let's get down here. Get down on this lollipop. And she was like, nah. And I was like, okay, well, let me get down on the alphabet. And she's like, nah. And she's just like, literally, let's just do this. And I was like, I've never met a girl like that before.
I'm like that. My boyfriend had to have like a talk with me, like, because I mean, I'm down to foreplay, but a lot of times I'm like,
let's just go.
That's what I say. And he's like, can we calm down a little?
I'm feeling a lot of this podcast is going to be bleeped.
It's mostly Sarah.
Just right. That one, right?
I got four already between the two of you.
Four?
Yes.
Hey, I thought we were open here.
We are. It's just, you know, this hurts the children, apparently. All right. Like I said, this has got to be a short one because we got to get out of here. It is the 4th of July week.
Yes.
Quickly before we go, what are you guys doing?
Throwing a barbecue.
Going to California.
Guess what? Neither of you are coming because you hate me. But
a little bit, yes.
Yeah, having a barbecue and celebrating my independence.
Of what?
Being an American.
British people.
Hello.
Nah, gotcha.
But yeah, what are you doing?
I was supposed to go to a family reunion, but apparently there's drama going on. And I don't know what the hell's going
on. Dude, those are the best family reunions when there's already drama happening.
Just gotta film it.
Oh my God. It's not even like anything interesting drama. Like, if it's gonna be drama, I want some like
fights.
Real drama, not this.
Throwing burritos at each other. That would be so epic.
Tacos. Get it
tacos.
Right.
Enchiladas.
All right. I'll see you guys next week.
Be safe.
Bye.